Hello, everybody, again. Welcome to Advent Bedtime Bible Stories. Today is day 18. I think it's only a week until Christmas. Ooh, I'm excited. Today's story is called A Bridge to the King. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Little Esther was an orphan. She had no father to hold her and no mother to help her. But she had an uncle, Mordecai, to love her. And so love grew her up to be lovely. Love is always what makes things lovely. Now, King Xerxes was searching high and low throughout the entire kingdom, gathering up all the girls to see which one might be his new queen, when someone nudged lovely Esther forward. For months she waited with the other girls, waited for the king to call her name. For months, Esther combed her long hair and rubbed oil into her smooth skin. But no one could see what made Esther's heart really beautiful. She really listened to people with her ears. She really looked into people with her eyes. What makes you beautiful is not how your face looks, but how your heart loves. When King Xerxes finally called Esther's name from his list, He looked up and saw this girl who shone. When King Xerxes placed the crown on beautiful Esther's head and whispered Queen, he looked like he might burst into happy fireworks. But one of the king's officers, Haman, hated Esther's uncle Mordecai. Haman's heart burned with such a hot anger that his mind scorched and smoked with a horrific idea. A law that would kill all God's children, just so he could get rid of Uncle Mordecai. But here's what neither Haman nor King Xerxes knew. Queen Esther was one of God's children too. After Uncle Mordecai heard the new law, he stood outside the palace gate and tore his clothes in half because his heart was breaking in two. He sent a message to Esther. Really look into the eyes of God's children outside the palace gates. Really listen to the cries of God's children outside the gates. You, Esther, are the only one who can go to the king and help save us. This is the moment you were made for, to use your gifts to give others the gift of life. It comes like a whisper from those outside the gate. Use the life you've been given to give others life. Esther took a long, deep breath. If she went to see King Xerxes without asking to see her, he could decide to have her killed. Oh dear. But Esther imagined what it must feel like for God's children outside the gate. She could feel her beautiful heart thrumming out loud. Use the life you've been given to give others life. So Esther decided yes. She would be like a bridge from God's children to the king. When love for others makes your heart beautiful, it makes your hands brave. This is what Esther whispered. I will go. And if I die, I die. Then there's Jesus, the Sun King, whose home was the original palace. Jesus, who has the most beautiful heart in all the universe. Jesus thought of you when you were outside the gate, bruised and beaten up by sin. And his love for you was instant. He had to leave heaven. He had to risk everything to save you, to free you, to heal you. Like brave Queen Esther, Jesus made himself a bridge back to the king. Jesus risked everything. So I die. I die. And he saved us. When you unwrap the unbeatable, unfailing, unstoppable love of Jesus, you laugh happiest. You are free, free, free to happily give away your gifts so other people can live. Right now, there's a boy digging for food in a garbage heap in India. Right now, a little girl is crying for food in Uganda. Right now, A child in Afghanistan is going to sleep having never ever heard the name of Jesus. This is the moment you were made for, to use your gifts to give others the gift of life. There could be unwrapping everywhere around the world. There's your heart, brave and beautiful, and changing the world, giving love to the world, making the world dance with life and light and love. Use the life you've been given to give others life. I wonder if you think Esther was brave. What do you need to do to be brave and give life to others? All right, everybody, that's the end of our story for day 18. And we're getting closer to Christmas now. So I hope you all sleep tight tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow with another story.